Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. I would just like to take a couple of days to discuss some of the more famous minhagim, more famous practices, though not obligations, of the holiday of Shavuos. The first one I'd like to discuss is this idea of staying up the first night of Shavuos in the study of Torah. Famously, we're told in the Medrash that the Jewish people actually overslept the morning that they were supposed to receive the Torah. So as a tikkun, as a repair for that matter, we have the practice of staying up all night, Shavuos, learning the Torah to show our great excitement and anticipation for the acceptance of the Torah. It's interesting, there are sources that indicate that the main reason to stay up is not even the study of Torah per se, it's to facilitate davening, praying at the ideal time to pray Shacharis, the morning service, which is known as Vasikin, which is to time the Shacharis Shmona Esrei to be said as sunrise is coming. So the idea is that we stay up all night in anticipation of greeting God first thing in the morning in the ideal way, which is the Daven Vasikin. Once we're staying up all night, if it's the holiday of accepting the Torah, it just makes sense that we should be studying the Torah. But it's interesting to think about that according to this way of looking at it, it's not that the primary thing is to study Torah, it's that the primary thing is the Daven Vasikin. But I think the most common perspective on it is this idea that just to show our anticipation and excitement for the study of Torah, and for the acceptance of the Torah, that we stay up all night learning it. To state the obvious, that means that the Yom Tov of Shavuos for us should be about Limud Torah. Obviously about celebrating with family, obviously about celebrating our relationship with God and having festive meals and resting, all of that too. But there's obviously no great mitzvah to stay up Shavuos night if a person's not using their time productively. And on the other hand, if a person, for whatever reason it is not a night owl and is going to have a difficult time staying up Shavuos night, if they feel they can learn a lot throughout the course of Shavuos, just day by day and making a lot of time for it during the daytime, kol hakavod, that's wonderful. So, but it is a very famous, very exciting practice for many of us to stay up Shavuos night learning. Just to address some of the practical halachic issues that come from staying up Shavuos night, there's three or four dilemmas that arise if we stayed up all night when it comes to davening the next morning. One of them has to do with Netilas Yadayim, the mitzvah of washing hands in the morning. One of the schools of thought for why we wash our hands in the morning is because of the fact that we were asleep. When we get up in the morning, we're like a new creation. When we were asleep, it's possible we touched ourselves in certain ritually unclean places on the body. So the question is there still such an obligation to wash hands with a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim if we weren't asleep during the night? So how do we deal with that? So the common approach is that if we go to the bathroom before davening in the morning, then certainly we need to ritually cleanse ourselves before davening Shacharis. So therefore, even if one stayed up all night, one can make the bracha Netilas Yadayim without question if indeed one goes to the bathroom before davening. So the sequence would be, a person would go to the bathroom right before davening, a person would come out, would wash the Netilas Yadayim with a cup three times on each hand, or however they normally wash the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, make the bracha Va'al Netilas Yadayim, and then make the bracha Va'asher Yatzar for going to the bathroom. So that's one issue. Another issue that comes up has to do with the brachos on the Torah. Normally, we have no question about saying Birchas HaTorah when we get up in the morning because there's been Hesach Hadas. We've been mentally detached from the brachos we made the previous morning since we slept that night. So the question is, if a person didn't sleep that night, in fact, they were studying Torah throughout the night, can one make Birchas HaTorah? Should one make Birchas HaTorah the next morning? On the one hand, they haven't lost their connection to the bracha made the previous day. On the other hand, part of the instituted law is you make it every morning. So for this, we find someone who has slept during the night and clearly does have an obligation to say Birchas HaTorah, and we ask him to say it for us. That's issue number two. Issue number 3 has to do with some of the brachos in the morning brachos, without going into detail now. Some of them should only be said if a person woke up that morning, as opposed to stayed up the whole night. So for that, again, we find someone who slept during the night, and we ask them to make the brachos on our behalf. And the final issue has to do with tzitzis. If a person does not wear a talis in the morning, if a person only wears what we call talis katan, that tzitzis underneath the clothing, so they wore the tzitzis through the night. So normally when we get up in the morning, we make a bracha on tzitzis because we slept. Most of us probably weren't wearing the tzitzis through the night. So it's a new morning where we're awake again. We had Hesach Hadas. Now we're going to make a bracha on tzitzis. The question is, if one wore the tzitzis through the night, should one make a bracha on the tzitzis? So the way we normally deal with that question is, even if a person stayed up through the night, for the talis, the garment above, the four-quarter garment above our clothing, that we haven't worn since the previous morning. That, if we make a bracha on that, it certainly makes sense. So the normal practice is a person who's making a bracha on a talis is motzi. It covers people who are not making a bracha on a talis, who are not wearing a talis, and they say amen to his bracha, and then they don't have to make a bracha on their own tzitzis. For all of these things, we talk about someone who slept. We mean someone who slept about a half hour sometime during the night of Shavuos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.